It's the power to persuade us to think what they want us to think and to see things the way they do. And even to deceive us.
So, how did art go from being a tool of political promotion to being an instrument of mass deception? To find out, we need to discover just how and why imagery was first used to tell a political lie.
That weapon was invented here in Rome. 40 years before the birth of Christ, ancient Rome was on the point of collapse. For decades, a civil war had divided the city. And the city was split not just politically, but culturally too. A split that manifested itself even in people's appearance.
It seems hard to imagine today. But it was as if you could tell everyone's political allegiance simply by seeing how they were dressed.
It would be as if today Rome were divided into two camps, each with their own distinctive uniforms. Suppose one group dressed in an old-fashioned and conservative way. They were the Republicans. They believed that the great traditional Roman families should rule Rome as they had for centuries. They dressed in traditional and austere clothes. And suppose the other group were more like today's trendies. Although it seems strange, this group were monarchists. They wanted to replace the traditional families with a powerful and ostentatious king. They wore more flamboyant clothes to parade these exotic sympathies.